This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Google, a step closer to the end of a trial in which the Justice Department accuses the tech titan of monopolizing internet and tech markets.
In Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments in an antitrust trial involving Google, a judge to decide whether the tech giant's online advertising constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars to the company. A ruling is expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is ABC News. Just in time for Thanksgiving week travel, some airport service workers didn't show up at Charlotte Douglas International Airport on Monday.
Most of those workers did show up for work today. These are janitorial staff, people who push wheelchairs at the Charlotte Airport, and they are demanding higher wages. And today, some of them decided to walk off the job in protest. But I've just checked in with the airport and the airlines, and things are looking pretty smooth at the Charlotte Airport.
ABC Sam Sweeney. A New York City holdover from the pandemic is on the way out.
For thousands of New York City restaurants, they were a lifeline.
For the revenue for the restaurants and for just like more seating.
For some of the millions of New Yorkers who live in the city, they've become kind of a pain.
I think they probably create some hazard and they do take up a lot of parking spaces.
The dining shed set up because customers were afraid to eat inside during the pandemic must be removed by Friday, the city says. They can be put back up again in the spring, but with a lot more rules in place.
ABC Sherry Preston. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring 3 touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number 8 out there? Did you see how many people he made him miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
In the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. I thought we got out of a gap a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost 5 in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally clear skies here in the overnight with northwest winds still on the gusty side, up around 20 and 25 miles per hour. Morning low temperatures near 20 degrees. Quite a bit of sunshine around for Tuesday, lighter winds, and highs in the middle 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. White people are freaking out, right? I mean, this is what we saw in this last election, all the polling and everything else. Basically, white people convinced, that Donald Trump and Steve Bannon are right, that, there's an international plot funded by Jewish people to replace white people with black people and brown people and replace Christianity with Islam and blah-dee, 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 and cut off your kids' genitals at school, et cetera. I mean, it's just a bunch of wacky BS. But all that said, let's look at the actual numbers. This was an amazing study that was done by YouGov, the polling company, YOUGOV. For example, they asked people, what percentage of Americans have a household income of over $1 million? It's less than 1%. It's basically 0%. It's 0.0 something percent. But Americans think 20% of us have an income of over $1 million. What percentage of Americans are transgender? That's 1%. There's roughly 15,000 transgender people in the military, for example, that Donald Trump wants to fire starting, in January. What's the estimated proportion? How many people, what do people think? People think 21% of us are transgender. Really? Excuse me. Like Nancy Mace is, pardon me, fighting against, some massive onslaught of trans people. No. What percentage of us have a household income of over $500,000 a year? It's actually 1%. Americans estimate it's 26%. What percentage of us are Muslims? Americans think it's 27% of us. No, it's 1% of us. Native Americans, they think it's 27% of us. It's 1% of us. Jewish, they think it's 30% of us. It's 2% of us. It just goes on. What percentage of Americans do they think are members of a union? Americans think 36% of us are members of a union. That was about what it was when Reagan came into office, but actually right now it's around 4%. What percentage of us are black? The actual number is 12%. And when you ask white people, they say it's 41%. No. Hispanic, it's 17%. People think it's 39%. 32% of us own guns. Average Americans think it's 54% of us. I mean, it just goes on from there. It's like this. There was a fascinating study that was published a week or so ago. I talked about it on the program. That pointed out that the people who had the lowest amount of information, in other words, the people who really didn't know what was going on in the world, who didn't follow the news, were by a large percentage the ones that were most likely to vote for Donald Trump. And the people who did follow the news, who did pay attention to what was going on in the country, were the ones who were most likely to vote for Kamala Harris. And we've been seeing this war on reality go on ever since the Reagan era, right? Reagan's excuse to drop the top tax rate from 74%, which was working just fine, by the way. We were paying down the national debt. We were reducing our debt. We had balanced budgets, you know, not always, but mostly all the way back to the end of the Great Depression, or certainly to the end of World War II. And, you know, things were going well. And then Reagan started this lie that if we just cut taxes on rich people, everybody else would get wealthier. Well, the truth is the exact opposite. When we cut taxes on rich people got massively wealthier. In fact, billionaire wealth in the United States just in the last couple of years, just since the pandemic, has almost doubled. It's gone from around $3.5 to around $7 trillion. And the wealth of average working Americans has been declining, or flatlined, basically since the 80s, since Reagan declared war on working class people. I mean, the CEO pay has gone up hundreds of percent, 700, 800, 900%, depending on whose numbers you're using, since the 80s. Average worker pay, maybe 14%, as I recall. Depends on the industry. And, you know, we're talking inflation adjusted here. So we've been living in this information kind of vacuum, or actually not even a vacuum. It's just we've been being gaslit by Republicans and so-called conservatives ever since the 80s in a really big way. I mean, Republicans are still claiming that if you cut taxes, it increases prosperity. Yet every single time a Republican president cuts taxes, what do we get immediately thereafter? A recession. And now Trump wants to cut government spending. He says he's going after fraud and waste, right? Well, Trump four years ago said he had taken care of fraud and waste. And George W. Bush before that said he had taken care of fraud and waste. And George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan before that, oh yeah, we got rid of all the fraud and waste. Basically, that was code for let's fire federal employees who have civil service protections and get good pay and have a decent retirement and are members of a union, and replace them with non-unionized, hourly paid, at crap wages with no benefits, employees from subcontractors. And then the subcontractors are able to skim 10 or 20% off the top and use some of that money as campaign contributions for Republicans. Because five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that bribing politicians is perfectly legal. Welcome to oligarchy in America. Remember the old quote from Louis Brandeis, the Supreme Court justice? He said, you can have great wealth or you can have democracy. Americans must make a choice. You can't have both. And here we are. We have great wealth. And our democracy is shrinking. And it's shrinking in large part because people are believing stuff that just isn't true. Joe Rogan, on his podcast this week, or apparently last week, last week. He basically said to Joe Biden, you people are about to start World War III. He's all upset because Biden told Zelensky he could use American weapons inside Russia to stop the supply trains and the bombs that are coming toward Biden. He pointed his finger at Biden and said, maybe that would be a good thing we would like to avoid from a dying former president. Right. So Vladimir Klitschko, who is the Ukrainian former world heavyweight champion and whose brother is the mayor of Kyiv, went to X and posted this. He said, Joe Rogan, I listened to your latest podcast. I'm sending you this video to let you know that I disagree. You talk about these American weapons being sent to Ukraine, which you believe will lead to the Third World War. So let me tell you, you're repeating Russian propaganda. Putin's Russia is in trouble. So they want to scare you and people like you. His war was supposed to last 3 years. It has lasted three days, excuse me. It has lasted 3 years thanks to the heroism and sacrifice of us Ukrainians. Putin's Russia wants to destroy Ukraine quietly. They want America to stay quiet.
Someone out
this
of their
Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Townhead Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores. 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Townhead.
CountryRC.com.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fred Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off. Perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts. Take and bake pies and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
You can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do when thousands have?
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena BFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena BFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
or wherever
November
you enjoy
is
listening
for
to
giving
your
thanks. And today we express
your
our
news,
deepest
conversations,
gratitude to veterans
and a whole lot of fun.
Sacrifices
it's all on
ensure
your local
our
Civic
way
Media radio
life.
Station or the
this
Civic
message
Media
has
app.
Been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows
you
and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production
app.
Positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
You can be called.
Snuggle up this season with two recliners for just $750. Shop A Plus Furniture's Black Friday sale today.
21 is the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Okay, dog parents, listen to us.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon outdoor dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you think of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Highways, bridges, public transit. Education grants. The Department of Education is the third largest source of federal funding. Social services like TANF, temporary assistance for needy families, child development. Community development block grants, number five. These funds are used for community development projects. Number six, environmental protection grants. Number seven, disaster songs are all they play. Public safety grants.
The sun's going down on Music Town.
Police departments and whatnot. Number 10, infrastructure investment.
And what's killing me?
That's in a building.
It's everywhere I turn. It's another number one for me.
And number 12, jobs.
Children and services.
comes on and plays a song that sends shivers up and down my spine. Then out of the blue, I start thinking of you.
Justice Department, the coalition says that Google should be forced to sell off administration to bow to pressure from right-wing activists rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is Amy.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. Disney Flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2021. Fred Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Everybody's Snow White hit the theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy shared in his new memoir, The Golden Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Roland recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Roland recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. Surreal was real. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Well, at the weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for the Barbie, which was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Baby Jane was the top spot for the table, $114 million, more than doubling Black Hammer's haul of $56 million. Well, Lady Two, directed by Ridley Scott, starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always a shocker. Barbie swinging slightly exceeded expectations in the box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood, where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create the social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One, with $13 million, rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Passers By, Assassin, and Brazilian Venom, The Last Dance, who came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Summer, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what that means?
I thought it just meant watching something Netflix together.
And just say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my class anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep their eye on.
I don't think so.
I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Ford.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf, we discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Money is a timeless thing.
to life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not me, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Rush until that's no fun.
Chris in Kokomo, Indiana. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, you said something about cows were eating chicken crap, and that chickens in a third cage down don't get your food.
In the early light of day,
I kind of wonder what else you're so far off base on. I could look it up on the farm, or I could take you to 10 chicken houses right now and show you that's not the case.
Well, it's not the case. It's certainly has to be a case in the past. I feel.
Also, why would you speculate?
That's not speculation. So, Chris, you can look up the fact that
when I'm lost and when I'm fed, like an angel standing guard. Every time I take a breath,
and
But I'm telling you, it's evident. And there's concern that it might be something that will lead to bird flu. And a number of people who have gotten bird flu from animals have gotten from cows. And in every single case, and again, you can look this up too, in every single case, those cows were eating what's called chicken litter. So there you go. Chris, I got to move along. I appreciate the call, though. Pat in San Diego. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom. I was just talking about 100.9 WRCO. And the
from the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country
RC.com. Well, water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they've serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
Just go to drmartypets.com.
In this month of gratitude, we salute veterans who defended our nation with honor and bravery. Thank you for your selfless service. This message is proudly brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland County Bank, Richards Insurance Agency, and by Cornerstone Service.
After the show, better sleep starts here. California King adjustable bases for only $150 this weekend at A Plus Furniture.
Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP for up to 60% off. That's CBDistillery.com.
Well, when the sun goes down at the end of the day,
not available in Idaho, Iowa.
I want to see you again. I've got to find a way just to hear those little things you say. The way you touch me, baby. The way you squeeze me tight, and when you hold me, darling, all through the night, those little things make me feel alright.
Little things
like the way you kiss,
little things
that I can't resist.
Little things.
make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time. Ooh, when we touch, you know they mean so much. Never make me blue. I love those little things you do. I've got a fever, baby, and it's burning hot. I'm gonna give you my love, everything I've got. All those little things show me life. Like the way you kiss, little thing, that I can't resist, little thing. Make me feel so fine. Got to have your loving, honey, all the time. When we touch, you know they mean so much. Never make me blue. I love those little things you do.
Saying that again, here's the bottom line.
Baby, love's just one of those words just gets thrown around. Like a Jack and Coke sitting on a bar, it gets watered down. So I ain't gonna say it, but I ain't gonna lie. If you wanna know the truth, how I feel about you tonight. If you were my best friend, if you were my last night of hell on wheels, wanna drive you like a soldier. If you were my last shot of whiskey, press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you around and around and round, then I shoot you down. Baby, let me look at you and see just what I got. If you were my cherry stem, I'd tie you in a knot. And if I couldn't tell you, oh, baby, I'd be gone. I'd be floating around high as the Colorado sky, blowing smoke rings all night long. If you were my last friend, if you were my last shot, oh, it's gay. Push you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you around and around and round, then shoot you down. Last call, last chance, last dance I was ever gonna get to take. If you were my last friend, hold ya. Yeah, last night I had long weeks, wanna drive you like I stole ya.
vegetables. And
this truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two-lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me fish.
Coming up on the show, we'll be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with this
My uncle, who was one of the small-time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone of why we got our state's name, America's Dairy Land.
It was called the last milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it.
Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That dance
enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us.
Or the Civic Media app. Need to be sung.
This is News from the Civic. Wells need to be rung. And 107.7 FM.
West Coast need to call that cabin. Next seats need